From their sixth studio album, that's Hall & Oates with You Must Be Good for Something. Now, here's a few things I know. One is that came out in 1977. Two, Tommy Mottola. Yeah, the former Mr. Mariah Carey. And, yeah, he was also the CEO of Sony Entertainment for 15 years. Sang backup on that track. And three, I was talking to someone recently who said they could count the number of songs they like by Hall & Oates on one finger. And I really was like, you know what? Maybe you should dig a little deeper. That's all I'm saying, because personally, I think that was a really good song. Personally. Hey, 4019's before that. Brand new CD is coming out. Maybe it's out. I'm not even positive. I know I have a copy of it. It's called New Roaring Twenties, and that's It's For Fun. That's All We're Living For. Before that, how about Detroit's own Popular Creeps from the B-side from their latest single with a Black and Blue? Start off the entire set from the For Sake of Argument album, the third and final album from Lexington, Kentucky's own Strangle Martin and Mean Old Skeleton. Hey, I'm not going to try to be a mean old skeleton, but I got some business to take care of right at the top of the hour, but then I'll be back with more music. How about that?
To vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. This is a show called Viva La Mock. Hey, let's play some brand spanking new music from Pittsburgh's own A-Money in the downtown city. It's a new track called Fantastic.
You won't step away from being perfect, but your smile, it gave me shivers. Your love gave me the courage. You were so close to everything. Standing on the edge of war and peace. Running towards the sun, running free. You were one step away from falling in love. Holding on to the past. So afraid to get your feet wet when you were already running with me. You were oh, oh, oh. You were oh, oh, oh. You were oh, oh, oh. So fantastic. You were one step away from being perfect, but the distance that just came between us. And then it tore us apart. You were so close to everything. Standing on the edge of war and peace. Running towards the sun, running free. You were everything I could have asked for. I could have held you forever. Saturdays in our PJs, lying around the house. We were up to no good. You were oh, oh, oh.
fantastic. You were so cool. We were so old. You were so fantastic.
Baby, we're not born again. Heart. keeping myself busy with my books and with my tapes. And every day's much better since I've slowed my drinking pace. There's no swimming in the bottle, it's just some place we all drown. And I've lost myself in sorrow, lost my confidence in doubt. Is she coming round for me once again now? Keeps me plaintive, my high hopes keep me alone. My lover's will is shaken, I wish she would just come home. So tell me, Mrs. Reader, what's it say in my tarot? Read my poem and tell me why do lovers come and go. Is she coming round for me once again? We'll be right back.
from his Life's Too Short album. Is one of the kings of power pop in the Moxters' opinion. That's Marshall Crenshaw here on the Viva La Mox radio program with Better Back Off. Before that, some Gin Blossoms with Mrs. Rita. An interesting backstory, not just on Mrs. Rita, but Gin Blossoms in general. So their first album, their first actual album came out in 1989 called Dustin. It came out on a small little record label called San Juancito, I believe. And then they got signed to A&M Records. And they're like, wow, we're on A&M Records, which is awesome. But they were falling into this thing that's called the sophomoric slump, where you put all your really good stuff that you've been working years on that first album, and you don't have a lot of follow-up. So they're having a hard time coming up with that follow-up album. And they ended up putting out an EP called Up and Crumbling in 1991, which featured Mrs. Rita amongst some of the other songs. And then finally in 1992, New Miserable Experience came out, and that had, you know, Found Out About You, Allison Road, and of course Hey Jealousy. All those big hits were on that, but Found Out About You, Hey Jealousy were on Dusted early versions. They were all re-recorded. Yeah. Mrs. Rita was actually on that New Miserable Experience, but I don't think was one of the singles, but a song I felt was worth playing. Sadly, after New Miserable Experience was released, they actually let go Doug Hopkins, who was one of the big songwriters in the band. And the sadly part is, he actually, he was facing, he had mental health issues and was fighting alcoholism, and he took his own life in 1993. So my story then moves on that their biggest charting hit, I think it hit number 8 in the States, wasn't Hey Jealousy, wasn't off of New Miserable Experience. It was off the Empire Records soundtrack. A song called Till I Hear It From You. And they had lost Doug Hopkins as a, you know, off that first album. So they actually recruited in Marshall Crenshaw to help them with that song, and became their biggest chart topper. That's my Gin Blossoms story for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Oh, before the Gin Blossoms, what else was in that set of music? How about some brand new music from Nick Frater? New album's called Earworms, Not Born Again, the track you heard. And then speaking of brand spanking new music, new music from Pittsburgh's own A-Money in the Downtown City, with a track called Fantastic. A-Money reached out to the Moxter and said, Moxter, I'm giving you a sneak peek at our new single. Feel free to play it. And of course, I played it. Good track. Hey, if you've got a track, in fact, I'll say it. I debuted it on WRCT just now. You heard it. You witnessed. You consumed it. If you've got a track, let's say you're in a band, you're like, I think the Moxter would play this. Shoot me an email, wrctrequest@gmail.com. That is the email address that I answer the most frequently, wrctrequest@gmail.com. Some wonder stuff for you. Radio Ask is on the air.
Radio Ask is on the air. Hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy.
We had a dream we'd go traveling together. We'd spread a little love and then we'll keep moving on. Something always happens whenever we're together. We get a happy feeling when we're singing a song.
Traveling along, there's a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy. We'll make you happy. We'll make you happy.
Well, honey's sweet and candy's good. Well, it's not as nice as my sugar foot, my sugar foot. And memories just drift away. And every day's a sugar foot day, my sugar foot. Time is gone, but you must know I need you still. Sugarfoot, 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 I love ya. Sugarfoot, 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 I need ya. Oh, you're so edible, you're incredible, my sugarfoot foot. I might have tasted it on my mama, why would taste it with us? My sugarfoot foot foot. You must know I need you still. Sugarfoot, 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 I love ya.
Alright, everybody sings it now.
Sugarfoot, 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 I need ya. Sugarfoot, 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 I love ya. Sugarfoot, 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 I need ya. I need ya, I need ya. Oh, you're so edible, you're incredible, my sugarfoot foot. I might have tasted it on my mama, why would taste some bitters? We got sugarfoot foot foot. Sugarfoot foot foot. Sugarfoot foot foot.
Take emotion.
That is the Scottish band The Delgados from their 1996 debut album Domestiques with Sucrose, which I don't actually think you have to roll the R when you say it, but if you're going to put out a sugary pop song, why not just call it Sucrose? Hey, speaking of sugary pop songs, brand new music from the brothers Steve with their song Sugarfoot from the new album Dose. Played some Partridge Family in there. Why not? Come on, get happy. That's what I want. That's what I want. I want you to be happy. I'm happy. You know why? Because you're listening to my program. That's why. It's all about my ego. Not all. Most of it, though. Speaking of ego, Wonder Stuff start off that entire set with their single Radio Ass Kiss. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mach, talking about all that sugary sweet goodness of the pop music I've been playing. Why not tell you that Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT? Spack Brothers, they offer pizza, hoagies, and wings, but they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Now, I was talking about sugary stuff. Guess what? They actually don't use any refined sugars in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. And they're committed to safety during this ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more by going to their website at SpackBrothers.com. For more information, 412-362-SPACK. Again, SpackBrothers.com. That's SPAKBrothers.com. And the phone number, 412-362-7725. Now, I'm a little excited because this band came on my radar probably within the last 2 years. They're called Spy Genius, and I'd heard in late November they released a brand new album of all cover songs. So, A, I was like, hey, I really like this band, and now they're going to do a bunch of cover songs. New album's called Blow Their Covers, Spy Genius. Cute, right? And I just got it in the mail today. Spy Genius taking on the Soft Boys.
Blinking on and off, it's the queen of eyes. With a carpet shell and her black lace thighs. I don't know why she never gets anywhere with you. Mucky the Big is out on a limb. He's looking for someone to investigate him. I don't know why he never gets anywhere with you. Here I am again, it's no surprise. Locked in orbit round the Queen of Eyes. All I ever got from her was lies. In this horrible age of abuse and decay, it's good to know that somebody's looking okay. I don't know why she never gets anywhere with you.
Yeah. When indeed, when indeed, inside, when indeed.
Cats love doing the Burt Bacharach, Hal David penned My Little Red Book here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Before the Love, a band from Liverpool named Shack, from their 1999 release, HMS Fable and Natalie's Party. Also play some Rain Parade in there as well, because you are my friend, and it is true. If I were actually on the face space, we'd be friends. We would. And I start off the entire set with some Spy Genius from the Blow, their covers album. With their cover of the Soft Boys' Queen of Eyes. Gets us to where we are now. We're about, let's say, 16 minutes before the end of the hour. So let's keep the rock and roll going. Let's turn it up just a little bit. With a great rock and roller with some phenomenal pop sensibilities. Talking about Joe Jackson.
Pretty soon now, you know I'm gonna make a comeback. And let the bars and the beers and the trees, it's a show of my slang. I'll speak to the masses through the media. And if you got any better said of me, you can say it with cash. Cause I got the trash and you got the cash. So baby, we should get along fine. So give me all your money, cause I know you think I'm funny. Yeah. Catch you hear me laughing, catch you see me smile. I'm a man, I'm a man, I'm a man.
find me somebody to love. 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 Find me somebody to love.
Somebody to love.
from their 1977 debut. That's the band Detective with their song Detective Man here on the Viva La Mock radio program. If you're unfamiliar with Detective, I'll tell you how I discovered this band. It's a, I'll call it a unique story. So, Mockster, big fan of WKRP in Cincinnati. All right. I think that should be obvious. There was an episode where they were basically telling the story of the infamous Who concert in Cincinnati, where they had the general admission seating and people were trampled, and there were some deaths and all of that back in 1979. Well, WKRP approached the subject, but of course they couldn't use the Who. They had to have their own band. They had a band called Scum of the Earth. That was the band that they were promoting the concert. And I noticed in Andy Travis's office, there was a very vicariously positioned record, and it just said Detective on it. And sure enough, it was the band Detective was playing Scum of the Earth on the episode. The band Detective also featured Michael DeBar on vocals. Yeah. What else should I tell you? Oh, how about the other songs in there? How about some Hawkwind from 1975? From a Warrior on the Edge of Time with Motorhead. Played some MXPX, yeah, some Magnified Plaid in that set, doing their cover of Queen's Somebody to Love. And start off the entire set with some Joe Jackson, because I'm the man. No, actually, you're the man. And you're the woman. And you're just you. Hey, you know what? More than 37 million people in the U.S., including 11 million children, struggle with hunger. As the nation's largest hunger relief organization, the Feeding America Network of Food Banks is committed to serving communities, families, and children facing hunger in America, wherever they are. You can be there for your neighbors in need by donating at feedingamerica.org. This message brought to you by Feeding America, the ad council, and your good friends here at WRCT. My name is Paul.
All right. Hi, guys. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. My name's Ari, and I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next hour. You're listening to Maladaptive Daydreaming. The theme for today is songs from that I would listen to on a skate in the 90s. We're kicking it off with Bound for the Floor by Local Age.
Sad again, you learn to accept it, you know you're so pathetic and you just don't get it, you keep it copacetic again, you learn to accept it, you know you're so pathetic and you don't, and you don't, and you don't, and you don't. I think that I've said this before now. Born to be down.
All right, that was Bound for the Floor by Local H. If you or someone you know is among the millions of Americans with migraines, there's new information you need to know to help prevent these horrible headaches. New guidelines from the American Academy of Neurology and the American Headache Society found certain seizure drugs along with certain beta blockers effective for preventing migraine attacks. For a complete list of treatments recommended, visit AAN.com. Next up for our theme of songs I listened to on a skate in the 90s is Everlong by the Foo Fighters.